beer or orange juice or peter?
Apple juice.
Apple juice, the one that I didn't go with.
Because of how much you shouted at me for having fizzy drinks, it could possibly be beer. Do you not remember the early recordings? I do. I do.
I don't, I'm afraid. I'm so I'm sorry. That was the old me, Tom.
Let's get after this.
I mean, I think we should keep that in. Why not? Welcome to TPFB. I'm Ben.
I'm Tom. And we're back after...
It's been a year, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't mean since starting this. I mean it's been a year since...
Well, it has been about a year since we started this. We did our first ever recording hungover after the Super Bowl.
We did, yeah.
Which, obviously, we can now not watch together because of, obviously, Rona. But it's been an interesting season. The NFL managed to play all their games. No cancellations.
Some delays, but no cancellations. I think the NFL has done a stellar job in how they handled COVID.
Yeah.
Because those wrist devices that they wear, that basically are like track and trace, but work.
On steroids, yeah.
It's just, this is what money can achieve. Wow.
Yeah, and it meant Denver had to play an entire game without quarterbacks. So that was fun. Kendrell Hinton. But that was their fault because they weren't, like, they were close, but then they also weren't wearing masks or something. So it wasn't just the NFL. Like, the quarterbacks had, like, let themselves down. But it was against the Saints anyway, so it's not like we would have won that game if Drew Lock started, let's be honest. But yeah, it was quite an interesting season. We got the Super Bowl. Well, today should have been the Pro Bowl, which we're all desperately sad for missing. I think they're playing like each team's got like a Madden player or something, and they're going to host some kind of tournament online.
Okay. I mean, that'll be more competitive than it usually is. So.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not interested in that. I don't think I've ever actually watched a Pro Bowl live. Have you?
No, I've not watched one live.
I normally watch the highlights. YouTube highlights, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, it should be the Pro Bowl today. But we've got Super Bowl on Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the first ever home Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I mean, I know you're not particularly thrilled about
I'm doing better. Matchup. I really wanted a Bills Packers Super Bowl.
It is quite cool though. If you really think about it, like Chiefs Mahomes versus Bucks and Brady in a home Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't Minnesota get pretty close to hosting the Super Bowl a few years back? And was that the Minneapolis Miracle year with Stephen Diggs? It might have been. But
it'd be, but.
Yeah.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that a little later, but obviously the league's had a lot of shake-ups after the season, notably with, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 head coaches being fired. Some were fired pretty early, like Bill O'Brien. Who else was fired early? My Falcons head coach Dan Quinn, he was fired early in the season.
Yeah,
and then you had some surprise ones like Eagles fired their head coach Doug Peterson after winning the Super Bowl. Bit surprising, he won a Super Bowl like 3 years ago, didn't he? But they were pretty bad this year.
And think about the last game.
Yeah, forgot
that's
about
a,
that.
That's a choice. He made a business decision there.
Yeah, they basically threw a game, which was a.
Basically, they did.
They threw a game because this is all going to sound nuts if you get all your football news from just us two idiots. But Carson Wentz is now terrible and Jalen Hurts was playing really well. And then who did they put in? Nate Sudfeld or something? Because they needed to see him even though he'd been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to run through the head coaching hires quickly. So the first one I got on my list is Jacksonville Jaguars. Sacked Doug Marrone. And brought in Urban Meyer, former Ohio State University coach. I'm not sure how that's going to go. How do you think it's going to go?
I'm always interested to see what happens when a college football head coach comes into the NFL.
Yeah.
Just because I'm from videos and conversations I've seen and heard from players, the dynamic is very different in terms of how you motivate people. It's not so much a employee kind of relationship like it would be in college football of do this or you're not going to get to the NFL. It's now I'm a full-grown adult that knows what's best for me and best for the team.
Don't know what their like general manager situation is. I know their owner Shad Khan was saying he's going to have a lot of roster control still, which is always what you want to hear. But obviously, when you're like the head coach of Ohio State, besides I guess the athletic director, you are like in charge of the football program. There's no other voices really above yours, and you, someone like Ohio State, probably pretty much get who they want, like player wise. Like Alabama,
obviously. Yeah, I agree with that.
Speaking of Alabama, did you, a bit of a sidebar, but did you see that clip of some idiot recruits probably lost their scholarship? Like Zoom recorded Nick Saban doing his recruiting pitch to them.
No.
And Nick Saban's basically like, we're better than everyone else. In his like southern accent. He's like, we're better than everyone else. If teams tell you that you're not going to start there, you're not going to start Alabama, they're insulting you. So I would take offense to that and not listen to them because they're saying you're not good enough and basically admitting Alabama's better than them. And it's kind of like, yeah. But I really hope that kid's not like identifiable. Because like, if you shared that, I feel like Nick Saban's the kind of guy that would be pissed about that.
Imagine if that was like a one-on-one like session.
I think it was from the look of it.
But it wasn't like scripted. That like Nick Saban, imagine if Nick Saban did it like off the riff.
Yeah.
Speech in every one.
He probably does. Like if we're Alabama, come on. But obviously Nick Saban failed at the NFL level, didn't he? He was Dolphins head coach for a while. Back like 08 time, I think. But then you've got people like Matt Rhule, who's done really well. Pete Carroll's done really well.
Matt Rhule has done fantastic.
He seems like he's done pretty well. Like there's a lot of hype around him, I guess. I'm victim to the hype.
This is the same conversation earlier we had where you thought the Panthers went 12-4.
10-6. 10-6. I don't know why I thought they went 10-6, but
did you say 10-6?
Yeah, I'm certain I said 10-6. I didn't think they went 12-4 because that's like Packers level.
True, very true. Very true.
But yeah, I don't know where I got 10-6 from because didn't they go like 5-11 or so?
Yeah, they went 5-11.
Which isn't even remotely close. But,
I don't know where you came up with that because you did say 10-6 in your defense. But I remember wait, that doesn't sound right. They went 10-6 in the same division as the Saints and Bucks, who both also had very good winning records.
Yeah, I don't know why I made that up, but for some reason I just thought that was true. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Urban Meyer goes out. Obviously, the Jags were the worst team. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. They've also got the most cap space in the league by far. But you know, I imagine it's probably pretty easy to convince people to go play in Jacksonville. Like no state tax. You live in Florida. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence, who's like a superstar.
Yeah.
They could be a hot... And probably, I imagine, any like Ohio State free agent is probably going to want to play for Urban Meyer again.
Very true, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that, yeah.
But yeah, and then the next team to fire the coach on my list was Anthony Lynn was fired by the Chargers, which was seemed a bit harsh, but probably the right move. He didn't seem like the coach to support Justin Herbert into the superstardom that he's probably destined for.
Well, there was that whole thing where they weren't they still kind of in the run to make playoffs as a potential wild card team, and he sort of said to everyone that you know we're not going to make it. He was massively cautious
in all his decisions.
Yeah, he wasn't really like, we're going to do this, we're going to make it to the playoffs, we're going to win, we're going to come together as a team. It was more...
I think he's now the tough guys. Offensive coordinator in Detroit, I believe. I believe that's where he ended up. So the Chargers, Nick Brad...
Good talent.
Yeah. talent from the same city. Oh, they've both had to move. Maybe they could share an awful apartment together. like a really odd couple, like an Odd Couple TV show.
I'd love to see that.
I don't want Hard Knocks. Just give me that.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of the most like cautious people.
They need to have their own theme tune as well.
But it's really dull, on like a harp or something. So yeah, so the Chargers went across town and nicked the Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley after just 1 year being a DC under Sean McVay, because Sean McVay just seems to be like a kingmaker when it comes to head coaches. I saw some tweet, it was like, Sean McVay should just hire a really, really terrible staff, like purposely terrible, drag them all to look really good, and then just reap the rewards over the next like 3 years in the league, because everyone's got terrible coaching. But yeah, so that's an interesting one, because Brandon Staley, I think he's 38, so he's quite a young head coach. He's still like 3 years older than Sean McVay still, which is just nuts. But that'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure like what offensive staff he's brought with him, but hopefully it's someone to... It's probably someone from the Sean McVay like West Coast scheme. And hopefully it's someone that will be of Justin Herbert a bit of pop.
Yeah, I think he's got a bright future.
Yeah.
Chargers do.
Hopefully.
Sorry, I meant Justin Herbert.
Yeah. And then speaking of bright future, everyone's getting very hyped about the Jets and their future. Binned off Adam Gase.
Why?
I don't know, because they kept him all year. but yeah, they sacked him after the season, brought in Robert Saleh, he was probably about like the poster child for these candidates, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Everyone wanted a bit of Robert. San Francisco's defensive coordinator almost got a job last year. He's now in charge of the Jets. Jets have got some big questions, currently have the number 2 overall pick. That he could do something with that, we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, Jets are a mystery, aren't they? I mean,
I've literally just realised something. You know, Justin Fields is like the second quarterback, the Ohio State quarterback.
Yeah.
Imagine if Urban Meyer, who probably recruited him, just like... no, I don't think that would ever happen. I think you can't, like... Trevor's probably already bought his house in Jacksonville.
But...
I don't know. Would he have recruited him? How long has Urban Meyer been away from Ohio State? I feel like it's only 2 years or so. We might have to look that up and discuss that in like a draft.
Sorry, I'm just thinking how... the potential of madness.
Yeah, but he also probably tried to recruit Trevor Lawrence, let's be honest. So the Jets have got Robert Saleh. Their future is bright. And then the Falcons hired Arthur Smith, the Titans offensive coordinator, who obviously coordinated Derrick Henry to a 2,000-yard season, which me and you were like loving towards the end. We were so excited about it from about week 14.
Oh, we're doing the averages of how many yards he had to do per game just to hit 2,000.
Yeah. Arthur Smith, so he was former Titans offensive coordinator. He's worked for the Titans for like 10 years. And do you know why he got that first job for the Titans? Because his dad is the owner of FedEx. Okay. And like inventor of FedEx, who obviously are from Tennessee. So that he owned some of the Titans. So his dad got him a job, but then he's like worked himself up from like a super low level coach over like 10 or 12 years or so.
You know what? I rate that. I rate that highly. I mean, he got helping up to get the foot in the door, but...
But then, yeah, you don't just become a head coach for having your daddy own FedEx.
Exactly. I mean, you possibly could, but he didn't.
Yeah, just buy a team.
You know, head coach.
Kind of what? I just wanted to be a rich boy. I don't want to do this. So he's in charge of the Falcons. Falcons have got some questions with Matt Ryan and everything, but we'll see what comes.
Yeah, then, he had one winning season on fantasy football.
Yeah.
Dad bought him a team.
It was just him and his dad. But no, yeah, it seems like he got an opportunity that he probably wouldn't have had otherwise.
So. It's just him and his dad. His dad won the regular season. He only managed to win in the post.
He also won and came third. But yeah, so it seems like he got an opportunity that he wouldn't have got without his dad, obviously, but then he does seem like he's taking that opportunity.
Yes. Yes, we're now, just joking.
And now he's loaded himself, so. Anyway, so the Lions sacked Matt Patricia. That was a mid-season one, I think.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And they hired Dan Campbell, who had an interesting press conference. He was the biting kneecaps guy. His quote was like, "We're going to get knocked down, but we're going to get up and we're going to bite off a kneecap on our way up."
We get knocked down again and we bite off the other kneecap.
But yeah, he was an interesting one. Do you know what his job was before this?
Cocaine addict.
More of a hobby. he was the Saints tight end coach from 2016 to 2020. And he was the interim head coach for four games for the Dolphins in 2015. That's what he's been doing. So it's a bit of an odd one.
That's a jump.
Does no one want to go to Detroit? Who knows? Some people have no choice.
Are we going to talk about this later? Or?
Yeah, we'll get to the Goff news because there's no real spoilers.
Oh, we just spoiled it now.
It's going to be like 4 days old by the time this gets out.
True.
But yeah, so Dan Campbell is in charge of the Lions. Who cares? They've lost like Matt Stafford, which we'll talk about next. So they're not even remotely interesting. Another career wasted.
But, I mean, they've got some picks now.
Yeah, but they'll be, like, late ones because the Rams are fairly good. Whatever. So, and then the next... So, the head coaching job that was probably worse than the Lions one, the Houston Texans. With all that nonsense, Sean Watson wanting out, which we'll go into later.
Yeah.
I don't know, some priest, like, Machiavellian taking over everything. An owner who just seems determined to try and make the Patriots in Houston. Because they hired Nick Caserio as their GM, who was something to do with the Patriots. I'm always skeptical about that because it's clearly Bill has all the power.
Yes.
He probably just asked this Nick guy to look at some game film once and then probably did himself as well. But so, yeah. So they hired David Culley, 65 years old. I think he's the oldest first-time head coach ever. Which is, you know, and he's one of those people that's been in the league forever. Do you know what his job was before this? The Baltimore Ravens passing game coordinator, a team famous for their passing game.
Interesting.
Yeah. And obviously people are Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Chiefs offensive coordinator, didn't get a job this year. People are talking that maybe it's a race issue, which is possible because America's a hornet's nest for that kind of thing. But I also wonder if Eric Bieniemy is very happy in his spot and is doing a bit of a Josh McDaniels, like the old man can't stay there too much longer.
Yeah.
And he's not going to leave unless he gets a really good job, because would you want to deal with that nonsense in Houston, or would you just rather be the offensive coordinator and be the heir apparent to Andy Reid?
I'd much rather stay at the Chiefs, I think.
Yeah.
You've got potential for dynasty. And
yeah.
I mean, let's face it, there's not like a rush for him to get a head coach job.
Hmm.
And like you say, the legacy could be that he takes over once Andy Reid steps down. But I'd be interested to know whether he was offered any jobs and declined them all, or whether or not he just didn't have any.
I feel like the only jobs, if I was personally, you know, in that situation, which I'm sure I would.
Okay, yeah. Personally, what would you do?
I think the only jobs that I would have left for would be the Jets, Chargers, or Jags job. Jets, you get to work out something with that number two pick. Chargers, you get to be the guy that, like, makes the dynasty with Herbert and get to live in LA.
Yeah.
Or the Jags, get to build a dynasty with Trevor Lawrence. Otherwise, why would you leave Mahomes?
I'm surprised by that. Not that another head coach would do that, but you would, because you have been into the Jags.
Oh, yeah, but I would obviously fix everything.
Oh, okay.
You don't understand, Ben.
You'd be the Messiah.
Yeah, you would be part of my staff. No income tax, man. So David Culley, I don't mean to, throw him under the bus already, but he's got a pretty hard job. was he the only person they could get to take the job? Maybe. But who knows? And then another job that's an interesting one, and he didn't give the best first impression, was the new Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, who was previously bad. Yeah, he was previously the offensive coordinator for the Colts, but he didn't call plays, which I always think is an important thing to...
Yeah.
So Frank Reich, the head coach, called plays, which I always think is an important thing to note when they talk about like the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Like Sean McVay's offensive coordinator clearly doesn't call plays.
Yeah, very true.
But yeah, so he had an awful first press conference, didn't he, Ben?
When we say awful, I feel like that's putting it lightly.
Mm.
Like,
Do you remember the Adam Gase one with the eyes a couple years back? Yeah. It was like that. It was like that bad.
I was at work and someone messaged me. We were in a call basically, and someone did something like quite awkward, and he was like, "That reminded me of Adam Gase," and sent me the video of it. And it will be notorious. Oh, Tom is now doing the Adam Gase eyes,
which looked really creepy because my room's really dark because I've got this light that's going to reflect into the screen. So I'm sitting in the dark, so Ben can pretty much only see my face.
I mean, Adam Gase was potentially on something, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that was a reaction. Anyway, we're not talking about him.
Talking about Nick Sirianni's awful press conference instead.
It was like a...
It was like he panicked. Like a...
Yeah, I mean, it was like a high school presentation in front of the class.
Mm.
And he hadn't studied for the presentation. He'd come out and thought he could just wing it by talking on the spot.
And then he remembered, oh yeah, I'm not good at talking, making stuff on the spot. Like, I know Philly media is hard. I said that to you. It's one of the, like, harder markets. But I think they hadn't even asked him a question by then. I think that was just his opening statement.
I think it was.
But, yeah, he's got a tough job as well. He's got to work out.
A well-organized system, and we're going to do well by having a system that then
easy to understand, but complicated for the defense to understand, but easy for us to understand.
That allows the talent to come out because we've got the system in place that's easy for the system to exist.
Because you're not thinking.
The talent to then come out.
Because you're not thinking, but we are thinking about the system. That was basically what happened. But yeah, he's got a tough job.
Stop talking.
All it would have taken was for him to stop and just make a joke. Could have been like, oh, that started off well. Completely would have won the room back.
Or stopped and gone, as easy as that opening statement, as you can tell.
Or just stop and just turn around, leave, take 5 minutes and then come back in.
Don't know who that guy was. Jeez.
Yeah, don't worry. We've got that guy escorted out. Oh, so you all met my twin brother, Tim. Guy's a character.
What's he like? Give that man a pay rise.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's got a tough job because the whole Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts situation. What do? Do you try and fix Wentz? Do you try and just go away with Hurts?
I've not got an answer for you, I'm afraid.
But basically, we learned out that 2016 draft of those first two quarterbacks. Not so good. And speaking of that 2016 draft, the first overall pick was a Mr. Jared Goff. The Rams last first round pick until 2024.
That's strange. It's almost like they love giving away their picks.
That's because they do.
Oh, they.
So Matthew Stafford has managed to escape Detroit and is going...
I think we need to just stop there for a second and just say, well played to that man. Like, he deserves a good team.
But he also did it with respect. He played out of the season.
Yep.
He didn't do a bunch of backstabbing in the media. So, yeah. And I think he could be really good under Sean McVay's system.
I mean, it'd be the first time he's had the number one defense.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I don't know, actually. Wouldn't surprise me. Though some of those early like Lions teams when they had like around the beginning of the 10s, I feel like when they had like Ndamukong Suh, Darius Slay, I feel like they may have had some good defenses. But I don't know if they ever got number one. But anyway, so going in the other way for Stafford is Jared Goff, poor guy, the 2021 third round pick of the Rams, the 2022 first round pick of the Rams and the 2023 first round pick of the Rams. Not this year's first, because that's owned by Jacksonville.
Yes.
For the Jalen Ramsey trade.
Yeah. Who's giving away these first round picks? Is it McVay?
Les Snead is their GM. But it's one of those things where... Well...
I just imagine McVay being like, don't give away any more first-round picks. I've made a few trades.
I think McVay's in charge, though. I think McVay's decided it.
I thought so, yeah.
Because if you think about it, think of the players they've got out of it. They've got Matthew Stafford, who probably makes them a Super Bowl contender, I would say, unless he, like, falls apart. They've got Jalen Ramsey, who is a full-blown shutdown corner. He got embarrassed by Devontae Adams, but let's leave that. And who did they trade?
I would say some of that was down to A-Rod.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. So Adam Scheffner tweeted about it earlier, all their picks. So 2016 is when they drafted Goff. 2017 was traded to the Titans. Can't remember what for the life of me. I think that might have been to get the first overall pick, actually. Because then they have to trade up to get Goff.
I cannot remember.
2018, they traded it to the Pats. 2019 was traded to the Falcons. 20 was traded to the Jags. 21 was traded to the Jags, Ramsey trade. Yeah. And then 22, 23 to the Lions. But if you think about it, they've been really good that entire time. So you're getting like a late 20s pick each time. So, and then they move up. Then they've moved up early into the second round each time. So,
oh, I think Stafford will be a big improvement.
But we was talking about this, so should we do a bit of a role play like we talked about?
Yeah, we do a role play, yeah.
You're going to be Jared.
I'm going to be Jared, okay.
You're going to be Jared. So just picture this, you're in your massive LA mansion that we saw on Hard Knocks, you know, the one with the little golf course in the back.
Golf course
in the garden, lovely weather, I think it's beachside. So just chilling there, living your millionaire handsome.
Do we think Jared calls up Sean, or does Sean call up Jared?
I think Sean calls up Jared. Just chilling, being his like California bro life.
Let me just get into a character. I'm gonna be, you know, I'm out there playing golf, supermodel wife
in your own house.
In my own house. Oh yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up the phone. Oh, I better call Jared. Tell him the good news. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Jared just looks over to his caddy, ushers him over, picks up the phone. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Jared. How's it going?
Oh, I'm just playing golf in my lovely LA home. You know, just enjoying this weather.
Yeah. Yes, you have some pretty good Los Angeles real estate there. Have you ever thought about renting it out?
I don't think I've seen a reason to, because of, you know,
you live in Detroit now. Drives you to the Lions.
Sure, what are you like?
Jared, fuck off. You've ruined my offense for the last 3 years. I dragged your carcass to a Super Bowl, okay? And then you lost to an old man. You put up 12 points at the Super Bowl.
Sean, we spoke about this. I was under a lot of pressure. Okay.
Yes, it's the Super Bowl.
Nobody told me, okay? I thought it was still in the playoffs.
Jared, I'd buy a warm coat. Hang up. That's how I imagine it went down. And then there was probably some crying from Sean's side of relief.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford probably just let himself into Jared's house. Just turns up. Sean's giving him like the key.
So Sean, you said you traded me to the Lions. Yeah. Why would you do that, Sean?
That's rough. I kind of feel bad for him, really. Obviously, not really, because he's a NFL quarterback getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, I still feel bad for him. He's going from LA to
Detroit.
To Detroit.
And like we said, I'm sure they all probably live in some fancy, like, leafy Michigan suburb, and the team only goes to Detroit 8 times a year to, like, play the games, and then they escape as quick as they can. But
Well, let's not be mean on Detroit itself.
Is it like the highest murder rate in the US? Which is in itself saying something.
That's impressive. I was thinking more about the LA weather, you know.
Yeah.
Got used to that. Just, you know, you enjoy that.
Buy a warm coat, dickhead. But at least he gets to play in
it. Sean, I got a present today. It was a warm coat. I just wondered why you sent me that. This user has been blocked.
Yeah. So basically, that trade looks like the Rams have been fleeced, and they kind of have. Rams fleeced. Because
such a bad pun. What joke?
But that's because Goff's contract is horrific to trade. It's like, I think there's still loads of guaranteed money that Detroit needs to pay. And then I think Stafford's contract, they've paid all the guaranteed money because it was obviously like a 6-year contract ages ago. So I am very excited to see Matthew Stafford under Sean McVay.
Yeah, same.
I just realised, so it was Jeff Fisher that had poor Jared for this first year, didn't he?
Yeah.
So that means that Sean McVay has never had a first round pick. If Jared Goff was their last one.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
That's nuts. And he obviously doesn't need him.
Well, yeah, he went to Super Bowl without ever having
obviously he had like Aaron Donald and stuff who were first round picks, but and then
that probably helps.
So speaking of the QB trade market, the biggest news is Deshaun Watson. He doesn't want to be a Texan anymore. He's officially submitted his trade request. He seems to be going about it all the right ways. Like he's doing a bit of like snipey stuff on social media, but not like Jalen Ramsey levels or Jamal Adams levels.
No.
People are like, the Texans can't trade him. He's a superstar. But I just feel like they can't not.
Haven't they come out and said they're not going to trade him?
Yeah, but they can't come out and be like, yeah, fuck you, Deshaun.
If he's filed for being traded.
But yeah, they don't have to trade him. But also, it just seems Deshaun won't play.
I was going to say, yeah, or he plays awfully.
Yeah, just throw picks intentionally.
Oh, my arm. Oh, no.
But yeah, so it seems Deshaun, I think he will get traded. We're definitely in like the player power movement, aren't we? Like it's getting much more like NBA style. Like when players don't want to play there anymore, they don't play there. Even like in our fandom, that didn't happen. Like in the time we've been NFL fans, it's really changed recently.
I mean, where would you say it started with? Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, I think it was social media. Like the
I
explosion.
Meant which player, but social media has definitely been an impacting factor for that.
Because it's like back in the day, a beat reporter for the local newspaper would be in the locker room, get a quote being like, I don't want to play for this team anymore. And then like the owner's representative would be like, if you ever want to be allowed in our locker room again, don't use that quote. So where do you think he's going to go? So we'll start with where do you think and then where do you want?
I mean, where do I want? New York Giants.
Well, that's not going to happen, though. You'd give up on Dimes. Poor Danny.
It's not I would give up on Dimes, is that I would take Watson, who is another level.
It's
like a proven another level.
Yeah, he's a bona fide superstar. But he led the league in passing on the Texans.
That's mad.
I think it's going to be New York.
The Jets.
Yeah. I think he wants to go to New York. It's apparently his two preferred destinations are New York, the Jets, and the Dolphins.
I feel like the Dolphins have got the pick capital to be able to to pay for Watson.
Because obviously they have the Texans pick. That's exactly. That's really ironic, yeah. For Laramie Tunsil, yeah.
Basically, if they were to make that trade, they'd basically
give the Texans their pick back at free.
Yeah, which would be basically free money.
And probably Tua is the expectation.
So oh, yeah, I don't see them keeping Tua in that trade.
Yeah. And then I assume in the Jets version, Darnold's going to Texas.
Yeah.
Which
I don't see either. I don't see any team keeping their.
I could see Sam Darnold really succeeding somewhere else. I feel like if there's been someone that's been boned throughout their career for shitty coaching, it's Sam Darnold. Like, yeah. If Sam Darnold somehow ended up in Denver, I'd be so happy.
So where do you see him going and B, where him going?
I see him going to New York. I want him to obviously go to Denver, which is actually a possibility.
It is indeed, yeah.
I just like, don't.
Like
I don't
I was
think,
saying that. Like, if we know, we know more than.
Yeah, the issue is, it's like, because we have the 9th pick, which is not a bad pick. You can get a decent player, but you're probably not going to get a quarterback. Because if you was Houston, you'd want a quarterback. You'd probably take Drew Lock, but obviously Drew Lock's very iffy, so you wouldn't trust Drew Lock to just be your new starter. You'd probably want a first round quarterback.
Yeah.
So we would have to give up at least like probably 3 firsts or something, including this year, which I think would be worth it because they're not going to be good firsts. It's back to that whole Rams conversation, because on paper, a Denver offense with Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon, obviously with Deshaun Watson, and then Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, Albert O, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, like it should be amazing. But obviously, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I've heard that all before. They should have been good this year, but then they were meh. But one we talked about in the chat is Carolina, which I think is a very spicy destination.
I think that could be a nice little trio matchup on the offense. Yeah.
And also what I realised is, where did Deshaun Watson go to school?
Clemson,
yep. Where is Clemson?
I'm guessing in South Carolina.
Yep. But even though the Carolina Panthers play in North Carolina, but good effort there. But yeah, I think it's in South Carolina. So yeah, he could be like the king of the Carolinas and just like live it up. But does he want to go to a big market like your New Yorks, your Miamis? Because then you can imagine being like, if you're the superstar quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, that's a pretty good quality of life. Just slaying up and down South Beach. Like, just doing literally whatever you want.
Slaying up and down South Beach.
Can't tell me that. Imagine the like fun and just escapades Dan Marino had in like the 80s.
I also feel like maybe the rules were a little bit different back then.
So there's that. I don't know why, but that reminded me of that great photo of Kansas City's quarterback in like Super Bowl II or something, like smoking at halftime.
Oh, I mean, there are stories of old players that are doing like cocaine on the benches.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not playing so well. I can't really breathe. Let me just clear the old lungs out. Oh, I'm refreshed. But yeah, so I think the main destinations that people talk about for Watson are staying in Houston, New York, New York Jets, sorry, Miami, and San Francisco is also one that would be...
That could be quite cool.
If Deshaun Watson ends up for the 49ers, how spicy is the NFC West? You'd have Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson, and Kyler Murray. It's probably undisputedly the best quarterback division, right?
You know what, with or without?
With Watson. And then Jimmy G goes the other way. And Nick Casario and all those Patriot lovers, they're all in Houston. And they probably love Jimmy G. Oh, cool.
You know what? You've just...
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're making sense.
Yeah. You see Deshaun in that Kyle Shanahan offense with... Because they have a high pick, don't they? Have the 7th or something. So like a 7th, like a 2nd, like the 7th overall pick, a second rounder, Jimmy G, and like a future first. Who knows? That'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. But speaking of fun, I think we should move on to the Super Bowl. The big game.
Oh, okay.
Down in, because there'll be plenty of time to talk about the Watson trade, I'm sure.
When it happens.
Yeah, when it happens. All the rumours that will drag on. I see the Super Bowl being played in Tampa, quite nicely kicking off at like 11:30 for us. Me and Ben should be pretending we're students though, and then wake up the next day and very much realise we're not. But obviously we can't do that. So yeah, I think they're allowing a certain amount of fans in because Florida. I think a bunch of them are like care workers. I think like each team sending like 100 like nurses and stuff to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's nice.
But also like I can't help but feel like, oh yeah, so let's send the most exposed people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's mix them all up around different parts of the country. But okay. It's not America. But we can't exactly talk about our COVID response, let's be honest though.
Let's move on.
Yeah. So it is Tom Brady, the old man, versus the young goat. The goat versus the kid, which Ben found out is a baby goat. Recently.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's been posted everywhere, like it's the goat versus the kid, but I just thought it was like...
They're calling him a kid because, you know, he's young.
He's young, yeah.
But...
All makes sense now.
Who do you see winning? If it changes anything, the Bucks are going to wear white jerseys, pewter pants. That may change everything in your prediction.
Okay, first of all, you've got to think about clothing. About uniforms. Are you saying that the white and pewter is better than the pewter and pewter?
No, I think it's just, I think there's like a thing that I think it's like the white jerseys in the Super Bowl have like a 90% win record or something nuts.
Interesting.
I think both of Eli's Super Bowls, white jerseys, yeah. I believe. Denver's one, white jerseys. When we played Seattle, we was in our blue and we got embarrassed. Yeah, white jerseys have like dominated the Super Bowl.
Well, then it has to be the Bucks. No.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
Mahomes, and as much as I dislike Kelce, he's so good, which is, I think, what makes it worse. He is, though.
This is the first time you've ever admitted that.
I know, and I feel...
We've had conversations. Part of the reason why we thought we'd start a podcast was because we had that big argument... Or debate, I should say, about whether or not Kelce was a superstar or not.
Okay, so I didn't really watch the Chiefs, like, because I don't want to, because they're really good and they're in my division. But I watched all the playoff games, and he is just unstoppable in the playoffs. And then it's like, oh, okay, we'll focus on stopping Travis Kelce. Oh, Tyreek Hill. Okay, we'll somehow manage to stop both of them. Mecole Hardman.
Yep.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah. Oh, Mahomes is doing all the work now.
Yeah. Like Mahomes is throwing to himself or something. I was like, oh, shovel pass to a left tackle. Yeah, of course. Andy Reid is just such a good coach with such, so good offense. So good? So good. I'm going to stick with it. Offensive weapons.
It's, okay. Yeah.
Like Tampa, a good offense as well. And Chiefs defense is nothing special. Whereas the Bucks defense is above average. I wouldn't call it a lead. Though they seem to have worked
it
out.
Can be.
Yeah, they've worked out how to pass rush in the playoffs, which is obviously hugely important, and they were all over Aaron Rodgers. I think it's going to be a shootout, and I could still just see it going the Chiefs.
The thing with the Chiefs is it's like they have a switch.
Yeah.
In that they all have games where they don't really look like they're that switched on. And they'll still win.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other games when it really matters, like playoff games, when they're down and they're like, flip that switch, we're doing this now.
Oh, and yeah, that's it. We need a fourth down conversion. Oh, that's easy. Oh, Mahomes is out because of concussion, so we got Chad Henne in there. Yeah, no problem. Let's run a fourth down bootleg pass. Completion. Game over. Screw you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
But, I think the Chiefs are going to probably win their second, and we're on. Then I've got to worry about a three-peat.
So I've seen recently a lot of conversation on the interwebs. On the interwebs about debates on all the debate shows or whether or not if Mahomes.
Did you just say people are arguing on the internet?
I did. I said on debate shows specifically. Whether if Mahomes loses, can he ever be as great as Tom Brady?
Well, yeah. What a stupid question.
I mean, I kind of get that. I kind of get the thinking behind saying no. In that,
has Brady lost two Super Bowls? Both to you guys.
Three. Eagles. Oh yeah, twice.
The Eagles. Yeah. So he's lost. Yeah.
No, it's just the NFC East that he's lost to.
Oh wow! Yeah, good point. Yeah. And now he's in the NFC.
This is to get around not having to play the NFC East to play
in the Super Bowl. Thinking maybe he's smart. But yeah, so I don't think they lost to anyone else. Eli twice, and then the Eagles. Yeah,
it's just those three.
So, and what's he won? He's won six, right? So he's going for seven.
Yeah, this will be his 10th Super Bowl appearance. So he's won six, lost three.
That's insane. 10th Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
That's like, some teams don't win that many games in like 3 years.
He could potentially, by the end of his career, been to the Super Bowl for the same number of games in a regular season.
No, he won't get to six more Super Bowls. That's insane. Cut to the next Brady's 16th Super Bowl. It's him versus like Drew Brees' son or something. That son that he was throwing the touchdown passes to.
Or it's him versus his own son.
Yeah.
The madness.
And Brady still defeats him.
Just pummels them to the ground.
Yeah, Thanos just like takes another victim. Who do you think Bill Belichick wants to win? Because people say that. It's like, do you think Bill resents Brady's success without him? Or do you think Bill's just kind of like, go Tom? Because obviously they must have had a good relationship all these years.
Yeah, but it depends how it ends though, doesn't it? Because if it ends on a sour note, then Belichick's going to be like, he's going to be cheating for the Chiefs.
I also liked how Belichick was so honest this year with the team underperforming. He was like, yeah, we kind of went all in the last like 10 years. So we're in
what to expect.
Yeah. We're in like cap hell. But I also respect Brady for noticing that they're going to be in cap hell. Like Brady wouldn't have dragged that Patriots team to the Super Bowl. I don't think it's just the way the AFC East was, the Bills and stuff. Like, cause the AFC was much better this year. The NFC was very top heavy. Because just think about the NFC East on its own, just as like one quarter of it. You're in a rebuild, Ben. It's not your problem. You overachieved. You're in a...
Right. Let's get off the subject, okay? I don't want to talk about the Giants.
We have plenty of time for that.
I don't want to talk about the NFC East.
Quick question. Who is playing the halftime show?
I know this. What even was that?
It's Blinding Lights.
Oh, it's going to annoy me. I know, but I can't think of his name.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, actually, yeah.
Yeah, as they've gone, like, I can't remember who we had last year.
We had
Shakira and J-Lo. And we were both like, wow, okay, that was a bit much for the NFL.
Enjoyed it, but
yeah, I enjoyed it.
I don't really want to watch this with children.
It went in Miami, I guess. The Super Bowl went a bit Miami. Year before that, was it Maroon 5? I think so, because that was the year that we were like, eh, and we went downstairs from the bar we was in and got the world's hottest pizza.
Yes.
And then come back and Adam Levine was wearing, like, no clothes.
Yes. Was it the year before that that it was... Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake the year before that. And then Coldplay did the one in San Francisco because they got, like, Beyonce and everyone to turn up.
Yeah, was that... Did that one have...
That was the one, Denver Bruce, one.
Bruno Mars. Was that the year before that?
No, Bruno Mars was also the year before. No, Bruno Mars was the Denver losing Super Bowl, but he also performed with Coldplay because they had like Bruno Mars and Beyonce come out.
Yes. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
I've forgotten.
But I'm kind of looking forward to the weekend because some people watch it just for the halftime show, don't they? Some people just watch the Super Bowl just for that.
And maniacs.
And the adverts.
Psychopaths.
I'm definitely going to watch it on my Game Pass rather than the BBC so I get the American adverts.
Hmm. Too right.
And I don't need the BBC because, like, they wheeled out, was it Josh Norman last year? And he was horrific. Yeah. He was horrific. All those Sky people.
Josh Norman and... Is it Rex Ryan?
Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
He's got a job again now. He's, like, working for Baltimore. So he won't be on the Sky Sports coverage anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. But Josh Norman, I remember him being terrible. I think that was most of our first ever recording. It was just ragging on Josh Norman's punditry.
Who was the guy that was on it that was just, he looked like he was on something. His voice was never quiet. He was always shouting.
I know exactly who you mean, and I can picture him, but I can't tell you who he was. And on that note, Ben, I feel like we should probably wrap this thing up. We will try and actually get this one out, because I've got some time off, so I'm going to try my hand at editing. But it's going to be a lot less like polished than we used to do, just so that we can get him out. And because I'm doing it, so it's not going to be as well edited. But our loyal fans, especially our Singapore friends... I hope you enjoy this, and we will definitely be back at some point to talk about the Super Bowl. And
see you in the next one.
Yeah, it'll probably just be an hour of me talking about my fears of the dynasty. But we'll see what it is. Anyway, thank you for listening. Stay safe and catch you on the next one.
Have a good one.